March the 2nd, actually, kicks off the World Community Film Festival. It is a documentary film festival that is put together by a local community, a local committee. And it's a huge undertaking. But the reality is that you'll see some incredible movies, many of an environmental world concern. Carol Kurgan is the head of the committee that puts this together every year. This is the 14th year that the World Community Film Festival has been in town, BC's largest documentary film festival. Carol, good morning to you. Hello?
Yeah, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
This is a big deal, and it seems to be attracting more attention every year. The list of the movies gets longer. The consecutive nights at the venues grows because it seems like people are really bought into this one.
Well, we love bringing it to Kelowna. It has been 14 years. It has been a joy to have all the different activities we put on. We have an activist arena. We have the film themselves. We have some activities for children and a little bit of a seed swap as well, bringing in the activism.
Who's at the roots of this? I know that there's the Company of Canadians and there's, you know, West Kemet is a part of this. You are a part of this. But is there an organization that's sort of at the root of it?
No, it actually started with students at the university doing a directed studies project. And after that, people that loved the festival took it on. Marlo Edwards works at the college. She's a professor there. She's a strong member of our committee. But the rest of us are just really concerned people who love the festival.
Council of Concerned Canadians.
Yeah, basically. Very local.
Listen, I did not have a chance to download all the movies on the web. I'm hoping that you can give me an example of a few of the titles that are being shown. Then we'll give people an idea of when they can go see them. To me, the big deal here is that this is presented absolutely free of charge. It's by donation at the door. Give what you'd care to give. That your organization believe it's the message of the movies that are far more important than charging money at the door.
You got it, Phil. That's very much what we want people to do. Just come, learn about the subjects in the films, care, and connect with other people who also watch the same movies and witnessed it. It's an amazing experience being with others. We can often watch these online, and it doesn't give the same shared experience of witness. As far as the films themselves that we have, we've got some really good ones, of course, we think. One is, there's a number that we're highlighting. Driving with Sylvie is one about an Indian woman in India who becomes a taxi driver in a world where women don't do that. And she's South India's first female taxi driver. So that one's Saturday night's feature film at 7:30. Konaline is a film by filmmaker Nettie Wild. She's a British Columbia filmmaker. And it's an art film, and it's a different kind of film for us. It's not entirely telling you what to believe. It's giving you images. It's a bit controversial within our committee, even.
You know, I had the pleasure of interviewing her earlier. She is fascinating individual. Found herself through inheritance, owning a mine. That suddenly brought to her the realities of hard rock mining in British Columbia, and so she put together this film. It has received critical acclaim throughout the world, and as I say, she's just a fascinating character.
Well, that's a really interesting insight. That even though I got to witness her and Courtney at their festival, which is where we get our festival from, the organizers of the Courtney Festival, that she that didn't come up, the fact that she's actually an owner of a mine. But we do have other films. Prison Dogs is being shown on Saturday morning. It chronicles five prisoners and five puppies they train and the story of love, loss, and rehabilitation and redemption. The film Planetary is a beautiful, beautiful film cinematography-wise. It's shown on Sunday evening as our final films. We've got that and the resurrection of Victor Hara, who was also a theater director. So we have two films we consider art-related more than others. A music film is Pan, Our Music Odyssey, which looks at steel pan drum music and the urban gangs that make peace through it. And finally, my film that I think carries the message I never knew it really opened my eyes was about Sonic Sea. The film talks about the use of seismic testing in the ocean basically around the Atlantic. And it is very impacting because it talks about the damage to the hearing of our large mammals in the water and changes to sea life, and it's a real concern.
You know, and I've seen an extension of that movie, which talks about the submarines and ships that use high frequency sonar to geolocate or sonar locate the sea bottom and so on, and they're mm-hmm. constantly sending out these pings through the ocean that travel forever, and it's believed that that our submarines and our ships that use high frequency sonar are actually contributing to hearing loss and the inability of the whales, the dolphins, and the porpoises to do what they do. It's a scary scenario.
It is, Phil. There's two other films of import. The Brainwashing of My Dad is a film that talks about media and its impact on people, particularly the right-wing media in the United States, and how it has it's in Fox Radio, Fox TV, and the way they use the newscasting and the intensity of it, really producing change in people. So that film was really informative, as well as The Occupation of the American Mind, which touches the subject of Israel and Palestine, and it's a very new movie.
Carol, against the clock, I so appreciate your time. It sounds like a fascinating lineup of movies. So here you go, folks. Go to worldfilmfestivalcolona.net. That will give you all of the film descriptions. It'll give you the complete schedule. Once again, World Film Fest Kelowna. One word, worldfilmfestcolona.net. They're going to be showing the movies on the 3rd of March from 7 till 10 in the evening, on Saturday from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, and Sunday from 10 in the morning till 8:30 at night. Fascinating lineup, some phenomenal movies, and all presented free of charge.